Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Nsanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. This Thursday, June the 10th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Zithandekile Mhlanga. Today in our program, we'll be looking at issues concerning women, starting with COVID-19, which is impacting on every body in the country and in the world. With the Minister of Health saying as of 9 June 2021, 39,432 cases have been recorded to date since the outbreak of the virus last year, with 36,917 recoveries and 1,622 deaths.
And also, when we look at the number of COVID-19 vaccines that have actually been administered in the country, currently the Minister of Health say that they have given the COVID-19 vaccine to 689,920 people who have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. And they're also saying that for them to reach herd immunity, they need to vaccinate over 10 million people in the country. And there's also been currently news that some of the vaccines are not in good supply at the moment, but we heard the Minister of Information coming out and saying that they are sourcing some vaccines that are expected to be coming in next week.
Yes, and we saw that the ministry says it received 25,000. Yes, some may say the number is less of vaccines from China yesterday. We saw that the Minister of Health is also acknowledging that cases of COVID-19 are rising again in the country, with 111 reported yesterday and also 5 deaths. And besides the COVID-19, we'll also be looking at the projects which some women are doing in the country and abroad, which assist them in their day-to-day lives, as we see that many lives have been impacted by COVID-19.
Not forgetting, Sandakile, that we'll also be looking at the demolitions currently happening in the country. And we also, right now, actually, I have the wife of Mr. Mainga Hama, who was recently let out of prison, and she is at a place where her network is not very good. So I'm quickly going to take her so we can hear her story and then come back to our main program. Makabiya mai Mainga Hama. Ehe, mo tauri sambija. Na taura yenyu, kwa muriko kwa kadi samuri. Hello? Hello, mai Mainga Hama, mkutu nswere. Hello?
Hello?
Ehe, ti taurewo, sarenyu iye jene kwa muri parishin.
Nespa, jujina Mainga Hama, from Glenview, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Ehe. Mai Mainga Hama, tinoona kuti murume wenyu akabva kubva musungwa mazuva apfuura aya. Mukatitaura kuti makanzwa sei pamakanzwa kuti akange aregererwa kwemakore anokwana iwo 8.
Ndichitanga kunzwa news, ndakaita kunge confusion chaiyo. Kutadza kuziva kuti ndokunyatsonzwa chaizvo chaizvo kana kuti ndakanganisa kunzwa. Shock to me.
Zvamira zvakadaro, vana vakatambira sei nawi?
Musi wekutanga tichivaudza havana kundibhilivha, bhikozi ndaiga kuti baba vachabuda zviri sini, saka usuni wacho wenge usasavanzi unge vasisaunzwisise kuti suni yamhama mhama vanenge vachingotinyevera kuti dhedhi vachauya dhedhi vachauya. Saka pavakangoti hoo, ndikati until vazoona ndasvika navo pamba and they were surprised.
Saka zvaa zvakaa zvamaisangana nazvo panguva iyo vakange vari muusungwa, zvamungati matambudziko, amungati vamwewo madzimai vane varume vavo vari muusungwa vangadzidze kubva kwamuri?
Matambudziko handinga edze kutsanangura anosanganikana navo kana munhu uine murume ari muusungwa. Society inonetsa kukugamuchira kazhinji kacho. Social life yako inochinja. Shamwari chaidzo dzaunotamba nadzo dzinenge dzatochinja. Une nzvimbo dzaunenge wakutarisirwa kuti idzi handifanenge ndiripo, nekuda kwekuti iwe unenge wa single parent ende vanhu vakakuona vamwe vanenge vachida kukunzwira tsitsi, vamwe ndivo vanenge vachiti asi murume uyu akazviitirei saka mukadzi uyu anotobvuma kuti ane murume mhondi saka iwewe before kuti nzvimbo dzakawanda wanda unenge usasada kuenda dzimwe dzinotariswa kuti unge uripo semunhu wemudzimai saka uyu end up wa so selective even pashamwari
zvinhu saka mukati ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa ichii panguva iyi
ini chakanyanya kukusimbisa kunyanya one ichechi two mafriends ndakaziva vanhu vekutamba navo handishamwaridzana nevezera rangu vazhinji vacho but ndakanga ndachakandirera kunge ndichishamwaridzana nevanhu vechikuru vabva ezera like vatinoti ana gugu vaya ivo vaindibati vaindisimbisa
aiwa mashoko makukutu uyezve ndoziva kuti nhare yenyu iri kumboenda ichidzoka saka motipa mazwi enyu ekupedzisira zvenyu kana muchikwanisa kutaura nechirungu mombotidee nechirungu tobva takuregedzai henyu kuzotaura neni munguva inotevera
It's okay. My encouraging words to other fellow women, they need to be strong. They should focus on Jesus. They need to take care of their children. They should stay away from your things.
So now that your husband is back, what is the first meal that you cooked him when he got back? What did he want to eat?
Sada. Vegetable.
Sada and vegetable.
Yes.
Okay. Were those his favorite foods before, or this is a new kind of favorite now? Okay. Now we'll catch up with you much later on because I know your phone is not very clear at the moment. But thank you so much for your time.
You are most welcome.
Bye bye. We were hearing this from Amai Mainge Hama, whose husband just got released from prison. So we caught up with her, but unfortunately her line, because of WhatsApp, you know, it has challenges. But we'll try and catch up with her again. Next time, but I know that you have Mai Barbara Tanyaniwa, who also was saying, you know, she's running against time. So I think you can give her a chance to come into the program and also share with us some of the things, you know, that are happening to women within her party, I think.
Yes, Mav, can you hear us, Ms. Tanyaniwa?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you missed, we had the wife of Mr. Last Mainga Ham on the show here. She was talking about her husband and how she felt when he was in prison and what she did when he came back. We see that they were released recently. Some have been united with Mr. Mainga Ham has been reunited with his family, but it wasn't the same for Mr. Masoko. What can you say about the incarceration of those two and the impact it has had on their families?
Okay, thank you so much, Sandehile. Well, firstly, I would want to air my disappointment to this government for incarcerating Last and Tunga for the crimes they did not commit 10 years down the line. It's very unfortunate, Sandehile, and it's very painful to rot in jail knowing that you should not commit that crime. And what the government is doing to the opposition, it's not fair. They are abusing the constitution, they are abusing their powers. We've seen they are not the only ones. They are doing it to almost everyone who is opposing them, to almost every dissent, voice of dissent. We saw it to Hopewell, and they did it. Hopewell was discharged. He did not commit that crime. And back to Tunga and Last, yes, it's good to Last that they are still together with the wife. We say congratulations to this wife. She's brave, you know, it's very difficult. It's like we're just waiting for something that you don't know. Is it coming or is it coming alive? We know people died in jails. So I would like to say kudos to Last's wife. Not many women
get to do this. And as for Tunga, it's very unfortunate, you know, I know it pained me to say it, whereas he did not even know that the wife was not there, and the relatives were saying, we could not tell him why he was in jail, because they feared that it was going to disturb him. And the relatives didn't know that he was going to be released soon, I think. So it pains. Imagine if it happened to you or to your brothers, and they needed to say, you get out of jail, you are happy, I'm going home, I'm going to meet my wife, I'm going to meet my children, and you find the house is just deserted.
Yes, yes, I was on as well. And you ask Castle and it's in the very good tongue at tea, you know, which is the name of the Alabo that they were watching.
When open your mother, I will practice. We have won us and the Yuan Kala, we I'm not celebrating. Mora, we are in a Belanga, the Botre, Mora, Bapuma.
Yes, but we have heard the government saying police will be executing their duties. It's up to the courts to decide what's going on, and they have no direct, you know, impact on what happens at the courts. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, because in Zimbabwe, there are no separation of powers. This is what we have been seeing all along. There are no separate powers. The judiciary, the legislature, and the executive, they are supposed to be three different arms of the government. But we are not seeing that. The judiciary is captured, the legislature is captured, the executive is abusing its powers. So the police, they will be acting, they are told what to do. By the government, even if they know that what they are doing is wrong, but because they'll be acting on orders, those people know they act on orders. If they are told to jump, they don't ask how high, they just jump. So they'll be acting on orders. The judiciary will fall asleep, it's captured. So the judiciary will also be acting on orders from the executive. The executive determines everything in Zimbabwe, and it's very unfortunate.
Yes, previously we heard ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo saying that his party, ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party, has nothing to do with the harassment of opposition party members, because they had complained that they are always being, you know, arrested and jailed you know, arbitrarily, but ZANU-PF and the police, the government has dismissed those claims. We see that we have seen these days that the women's branches are campaigning for the elections. We saw that throughout the country. How are they going through with their programs? Are they being harassed, or they are now able to gather and do whatever they want without arrests on charges that they are breaching the COVID-19?
Thank you so much, Sandy. First of all, I would want to pose a question to say, do you believe what Simon Kaya says? Who doesn't know the government operates? The government is its people. And now they are saying they got nothing to do with our Tunga and last week. They know it very well. It was a way of silencing them. And I'm happy that the two guys, when they came out, they said they are going ahead with the struggle, and they admitted it's part of the struggle. Every struggle has got its own casualties. These are the casualties of the struggle. They are determining to go. The women, they have activities that are going around in the country. Very soon, they are going to launch their 1 million women for Chavisa, where they are campaigning for new voters, women voters that are going to vote for MTC Alliance. And they had an activity at Ndomboshawa on the 5th, whereby they commemorating the World Environment Day, and there were some women who were arrested, despite the fact that they had a clearance from the police. They were arrested, but later released. What does this show us? It shows us that we are still in bondage. They are hiding on COVID-19, but we know exactly what is happening. We don't want the opposition to keep.
Yes, and you said you won't be. You said you won't be staying with us much longer. How many more minutes do you have? And what's your last word? Do you want to share, Yona? Ngokuthi abesifazana be-MDC bayenzani ukukhankasela ukhetho njalo bazaphuma yini ngokuningi ukuzovota abesifazana.
Ye, bengisatsho ukuthi khona Sandekile omama be-MDC Alliance balenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezokukhankasela ukuthi abantu bayirejista ukuthi bavote. Very soon bazalontsha iprogramu ye-1 million. Campaign, lapha bazabe campaignela ukuthi bedonse omama abatsha abangaze berejiste nabangazake bevote ukuthi bevote bavotele i-MDC Alliance. Ngakho bengisakhuluma ukuthi bona asikakhulele eZimbabwe mhlaka 5 omama babotshwa kodwa baphinda barelizwa. Besenza i-World Environment Day eNdumboshawa, bezama ukuthi bathanyele indawo yeNdumboshawa ibe clean, kodwa akuzange kwenzakala. I-government icatsha nge-COVID, kodwa sibona abantu bezanu nxa kuyikuthi bayakuthana, kodwa i-COVID yakhona into esingakasayi ukuthi i-affecta abantu be-opposite kuphela. UZANU-PF akula COVID ngoba bayakuthana eni isikhathi lanxa bebanu nganani bayabuthana, but asayisizwe kuthiwa bona abaharasiwe kumbe babotshiwe. Ngiyabonga Sithandekile, isikhathi sami sesesiumangoye.
Before she goes, if she can just say something in Shona. I know she speaks Shona. Just 30 seconds about what she just said in the web.
Yeah, ungahambi ke uyezwa Mrs. Thandekile ukuthi ungakhuluma nje konke osekukhulumile ngamafitshane ngesishona. Yeah, ungafocusa kubomama laba abasese
abafuna. Kwabona zvakaitika kuna Tunga na last tinongomuone zvakaitika hurumende ine zvekuita nezvino zvakaitika izvo kuti vanongosungwa pasi vasina mhosva, asi zvinorwadza zvikuru ndezvatunga kunge akasvika kuti mai vake aenda asingazvizivi ende hama dzake dzakatadza kuti timuudze nekuti kaitya kubva ari mujere zvinogona kukanganisa. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. 1 million nekuti vavotere MDC Alliance matsva vasatavota nemasatavanyorosa, asi tiri kuti pakuita izvozvo kudauna government, achina shungu, waenda kuno taza, waenda kuno yunga, environment, environmental day, kudungosha wa nukusipani wakati wakati shungu.
We are trying to be with the MZ, Zanofia, Spanya, you in the Mamu Mapatu, Amitisa.
Yes, that was Barbara Tanyanyiwa, spokesperson for the MDC Alliance Women's Assembly National. Usesi Chilege, Nute, Gasosa, Azuzis Katis, Ota Kobege, Elatimova, Umele, Ukono, Yoko Putumai. Never get good love of a Sanda, Ubusi, Koma Gatesi. Si tubungula ke okuningi okuphathelane le COVID-19 lapho ke unkosazana sengafiki ke ku COVID-19 unkosazana Tanyanyiwa ke simbonile ekhuluma kulandela ukukhuluma kukankosikazi kamnumzana last Mayinga Hama we MTC wababebochiwe bahlala entolongweni okweminyaka elithumi kodwa batholakala bengalacala abasanda ukukhululwa sezwa ke ukuthi umnumzana Mayinga Hama wafica ke inkosikazi yakhe labantwana bekhona bamamukela kodwa umnumzana Thungani Raimatsokere yena wathi hayi wafica endlini sokutshaya ibhungane nje eseyimukile unkosikazi wakhe njalo babesesaba ukumtshela esejele ukuthi hayi unkosikazi usehambile besesaba ukuthi uzamkhathaza kakhulu khona vele ejele kuvele kuhlukuluza ngakho bamfihlela ke ukuthi kulesihlakalo esinjalo besekhuluma ke lentatheli ezindaba ezitshela ukuthi wamdabula umoya kodwa kamgcona inkosikazi wakhe ngokuhamba ngoba kulukhuni wayengintombazana nje usakhulayo kulukhuni kuhlala engalamyeni wakhe yikho-ke lapha bethe sisizwa bekhuluma ngakho njalo lokuthi konke lokho kubotshwa kuphatha njani abesifazane lanxa-ke unkosikazi Tanyanyiwa ekhulumile ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lohulumende weZANU-PF bahlukuluza bamabandla aphikisayo Sake sizwe ibandla leZANU-PF, sake sizwe isikhulumeli uMnumzana Simon Khamoe esithi hayi bona bahlukuluzi abantu ngoba abantu bona amapholisa yiwo abeqhuba umsebenzi kodwa yena uthi hayi nxa kungabe MDC kuyathiwa bephula iziqondiso ze-COVID-19 kodwa beZANU-PF abezephuli kodwa esake sikhulume labo lapho beZANU-PF sake sakhuluma loMnumzana Joseph Chume esithi labo bake bechithachithwe kumbe balelwe imvumo yokuthi behlangane ke. Becubungula ukuphathelane lokwebandla kumbe lani ngoba kuthiwa akumele beqhelelane bengasondelelani ukuze kumemetheke igcikwane le-COVID-19. Yebo-ke sikhuluma ngalo-ke leli gcikwane kuthiwa selimemetheka khona elizweni njalo izolo kodwa nje lokhu kube nabantu abedlula ikhulu 111 labulala abangu-5 uhulumende uthi asekhuphuka amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane. Sibona njalo ukuthi asebemukele umjovo we-COVID-19 sebesedlula phela amakhulu azinkulungwane eziyisithupha i-689,920 kukanti-ke wona vele bonke asebantu asebathola igcikwane-ke elizweni lonke selokhu laqhamukayo leli gcikwane ngomnyaka odluleyo sebefika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane i-39,432 kodwa isiko ukuthi yibo bonke laba balawo abangu-36,917 sebasila okutsho ukuthi nje badlula inkulungwane ezimbili kancinyana abalalolu hlupho over to you mother
apho tsangathi kunzwa mumwe wedu sandakile angari kutaura iye zviri kuitika panyaya 19 wanga wachitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pesha vari kuti ivo zviri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo patiri kuona kuti mamiriro akaita denda iri recovid-19 ari kuramba achikwira pari zvino uyezve tinoona kuti guta rekwekwe pari zvino takaona gurukota rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vachizivisa ivo kuti pari zvino nzvimbo yekwekwe ichaenderera mberi iri mulockdown sezvo vari kutyira kuti pangangove paine variant iye inobva kuindia so there was just giving us an update on the current COVID-19 situation in the country, not forgetting that we saw the Ministry of Health coming up and informing the public that they will continue the lockdown in Kwekwe, because as they said, the variant that is actually coming, that was detected in Kwekwe, I'll read what the Minister of Information and Publicity said. We saw the Mai Mchangwa say the cabinet has approved that the lockdown in Kwekwe be extended by a further 2 weeks. This comes in the wake of a surge in positive cases in the city. The Indian variant has been detected in some of the new cases. So this information came courtesy of the Ministry of Health. This must have been their Twitter page. So apa tukona isuzwa ngazvikutaurwa nezve gurukota rekufambiswa kwemashoko. Amai Monica Mchangwa vachitaura ivo vachitsimbira kuti ivo nemamwe makurukota emukabhineti vakange vati ivo vapa chisungo chekuti kuvharwa kweguta rekwekwe kuenderere mberi, sezvo vanga vari kuti ivo nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munzvimbo iyi. Uyezve vachitaura kuti denda iri iro rinobva kuIndia, yavanoti Indian variant, rakange raonekwa munzvimbo iyoyi pane avo vanga vari kubata denda iri recovid-19 imomo munzvimbo yekwekwe. Saka vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vaenderere mberi vachiwanikwa vachiita kuti guta irekwekwe rirambe rakavharwa. Saka ndozvinhu zvanga zviri kuitika iro svondo rino. Uyezve tinoona kuti imwe nyaya huru iri kunetsa vazhinji inyaya yekuputswa kwedzimba. Takaona isu guta reHarare uyezve nerechiturizwa vachiti ivo vari kuwanikwa vachiputsa dzimba idzi sezvo zvimwe zvivakwa zvisina kuvakwa panokodzera. Saka tichamboridza vhidhiyo tichiona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kune dzimwe takaona isu kuputswa munzvimbo dzakadai sekutumiriro nguva yakura kuzvikuhare. Apo tiri kuona zvakanga zviri kuitika uyezve zvichiri kuenderera mberi, asi tinozwa kuti nyaya iyi yakuitwa kumatare edzimhosva. Tambotaura naamai Alice Diana vanobva ivo kuvheya vekuchitungidza Residence Trust Association, vachiti ivo nyaya iyi yanga itori iyo kumatare muzuva ranhasi kuti kumiswa kwezvivakwa izvi kumbomira. Asi regai tinzwe hurukuro yakaitwa neStudio 7 navatafadzwa muguti vachitaura ivo kuti zvakamira sei. Ava ndivo mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muHarare nemunzvimbo dzakatenderedza Harare, vakaita ivo hurukuro nemunzvimbo
wedu. Munyika muno vari kurarama nemibati yamaoko avo, kutengesa madomasi, kutengesa miriwo. Vari kurarama nokutengesa zvavanoveza, masofa, macheya nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Vanotengesa nhumbi nyange dziri shari, asi ndo zvinogonekwa navanhu ende vanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurara. KuHarare nekuchitungidza kune murume anonzi Muguti ari kutuma mapurisa nevamwe vanhu vehurumende kunotsvaga misika yavanhu, kunodotora madomasi avanhu avari kutengesa nemiriwo yavo, zvichiita kuti vanhu vabve vashaya rarama. Izvi zvinonyadzisa.
Kusei muchidaro vadzidzai? Nekuti hurumende kairi kuti haingaregeze vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina vachivaka musika pose pose, vamwe pedyo pedyo nemigwagwa.
Tinonyatsoziva kuti zvizhinji zvese zviri kurarama imomo mufomo waekonomi. Saka pachinhambo chokuti tiswere tichirwisa vanhu vanoshayiwa varombo, tinofanira kuita maprogiramu okurwisa rombo.
Ende api asi?
Maprogiramu okugadzirisa panotenderwa navanhu, maprogiramu okugadzirisa kuita sanitation infrastructure panotenderwa vanhu, uyewo vanhu varipo kunotengesa kwete nokundoza sarudzo yavo. Vanhu vanoda mabasa akasakuma, vanhu vanoda kunoshandawo kumaindastriyose akadhara.
Aiwa, kutanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaseso zvebvai, asi regai tinzwe kuti
vanhu vazhinji munyika muno vari kurarama
zvizhi zviri kuitika
taiaavanhu vari kuzvitenga kuti vanhu vaone kurara. kuharare nekuchitungidza kuna murume anonzi Mugutu ari kutuma mapurisa aiwa
iodyo iyi ndeyavazvizvai asi tichaudza zvakare vamugutu avatinzwiwo kuti ivo vari kuti chii nenyaya iyi iri kutaurwa nekuti vazhinji vari kuti ivo havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu nyanya panyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vari kuputsirwa dzimba nekuti vamwe vari kutoti ivo vanenge vaine mapepa avo ekuti vakatenga nzvimbo idzodzi dzekuvakira tonzwa zvakare pane mumwe musangano wakaitwa iwo nezuro kunzvimbo yenoton uko takaonawo kune vatingati gurukota rezvedzimba vachitaurawo pamusangano iwoyu pamusoro pezvivakwa zvavari kuti zvichavakwa kunoton uyezve vachiti ivo vanhu havazowanikwa vachipusirwa dzimba dzavo regai tinzwe kuti vakati chii
nevanouya vanouya vaive vachita vatwaridza heresi shoko risina zvizindi hatisi kudairo ndiri mataura neza kuti 2023 5 million votes 5 million minimum nhasa Zimbabwe ine 14 million vanhu pa14 million vanhu zvikuda 10 million ndamagomanga 5 million yekutara mazorara nezvamukano tongobata 5 million ndonge tarara nezvamukano asi tikaita zvatingazviidziswa negwara remusangano ratiita kuti turuye pano tironge zvatiri kuronga i ndinoona tibudire pane ari kubvunza kuti uyu anenge anotenga ari kutaura zvemusangano yeari kuhurumende hurumende mwana wazvarwa nemusangano ikarakata vanhu payakarakata vanhu yakagadi vamutanga vachiumbai hurumende kana maumba hurumende mochigadzirisa maprogiramu ese nemaprogiramu ari kunyikaya tiri vana vemusangano unopuwa mitemo nemusangano ndine chirongwa chatiri kumhanya nacho tirimuminisi
We are hearing there from the Ministry of Housing, Daniel Garwe. He was speaking at a project that they launched yesterday in Vua, and he was saying that for that project, he's saying that he is doing it on behalf of ZANU-PF, and it looks like one of the campaigning has already started for the election. So he was explaining to those that came to that meeting in Vua yesterday that. As for him, although he's a government minister, he is still a ZANU-PF member. So we have brought this up in the wake of what we're seeing, the demolitions that have been occurring in Harare and Chitungwiza, and how people have been out there, you know, saying the government should step in and do something. So we saw the Minister of Housing actually coming in and saying they are launching a housing program in Rua. They launched it yesterday, and he assured the residents there that that housing project will not be demolished, so we'll watch and see what happens.
Marvelous. Whilst we are still waiting for our other guests to say she will join us shortly, Deborah Mkasa, watch out for her. Says, okay, lapho kuthi kulolunye udaba njalo soluthinte kubi imondi imdeni yabantu eChitungwiza le Harare lapho abantu abadilizelwa khona impahla zabo izindlu zabo belahlekele izimpahla abanye bathi hayi lokhu phela sokufanana nomrambathwina kungani abantu bephathwa njalo abantu abayekelwe nezakhiwo zabo sibonile njalo ukuthi abanye udaba loluso lwakhwezwa emthethwandaba ngoba abantu besitha awulunganga ukuthi kwakhiwe kodwa yena ikhansili yalelo dolobho ithi abantu abalandelanga imithetho lapho kusakhiwa phela kule mithetho leyi eyamakhansili okuthiwa ngama-by-laws okumele abantu bayalandela sikokuthi umuntu engakha ingqeko ngaphi lapha afuna ukwakha khona yilo-ke olunye udaba lolu oluhluphayo osoluthwalise abantu amagabha avuzayo yebo-ke okwakhathesi-ke silindele ukuthi unkosazana-ke Deborah Mkasa asixhase lapha kuhlelo lwethu kodwa lokhu esingamboni lapha ngcono simtshayele-ke ucingo sizwe ukuthi yena kuhamba njani kumbe yenelisa yini kusixhasa kumbe ikenelisi uzasitshelake yena ukuthi uhamba njani.
Hello.
Hello, yeboke lapha ke sesilo nkosikazi Debra Mkasa uyene lisa yini ukungena kuhle.
Ngingibonile kodwa ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, kodwa uyasizwa.
Yebo, mina ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, thina kodwa sikubone kodwa awuboni lutho. I camera yakho i on.
Ikamera yami on bengizibona
manje. Oh, uyazibona.
Ubona.
Oh. Hawu kanti manje kungani singenele. Hayi sithemba uzangena ke kathesi ungabona usungenile ke ngiza lahla ucingo lwakho.
So I can see her but her camera is not on, so carry on and speak to her on the phone.
Okay, but I think so her audio can work too on the online, right? Yebo ke ungakhuluma ke nkosikazi Debra Mkasa anti uyasizwa. No, I think I've lost her. Let me try and get back to her. I wonder what the problem could be, or she could try and log in again.
Yes, we were trying there to get Barbara Mukasa, who's actually the head of Vendors Association in Bulawayo. But as you know, technology works like that. I know she's trying to log in, but we can't see her. She hopefully, will be able to communicate with her. But I can see that she's logged in, but we can't see her. But anyway, we're carrying on and just looking at some of the issues that are facing women during this COVID-19. We had there most women, especially in Chitungiza. We had earlier on a conversation with Alice Danaku there of the Chitungiza Residents Association saying that most women were really affected by this what we see is the demolitions, because most of them were actually vendors who were vending in areas that were demolished. And as she said, that they've actually taken the Chitungiza Council to the courts. So we will be trying to also hear back from her on what the outcome was of the court ruling. But this is an issue that is troubling a lot of organizations during this time of COVID. But let me bring Star up again and see if she's been able to get... My Debra, have you been able to get her?
Yebo ke ungasikhathisela ukuthi khona ngapho ke edolobheni labo Bulawayo lapho ukuthi lingathi amapholisa angabe elo ebambe abantu ngesandla esilukhuni yini kumbe bekufanele.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Uphathe uhlelo.
Yebo. Yebo, uyazwakala, ungaqhubeka, uzwakala ucacile.
Okay. Indaba leyo yamakhombi ngibona engathi amapholisa asebambe abanikazi bamakhombi izindama-drivers ezindama-towns ngesandla esibukhulu. Phambilini siye sakhuluma thina njengeBulawayo Vendors Traders Association ekhangele i-informal sector yonke, whether ngedriver kumbe ne-cross border kumbe neyaphiyeni yathunga ukuthi kakube la mapholisi akhangelwayo asebenzayo ezibaba. Ukhanya ngathi ama-policies akhona la emthethwe khona eyafakwayo kudala ngohulumende ngama-policies vele angekho credit-free ngama-policies lana akudala abantu ababesazivikele kusesalabo-bata kusesalabo-GND kusesalabo-railway. Ama-policies lawo kakhangeli kakhulu ukuthi sesitshintshile impilo sesiphila kiyo isintshintshile abantu babanamsebenzi abantu badinga ukudla vele nje food on the table. Ukuthi kufuze uhulumende etshintshe ama-policies ebe yiwona lana akhangelayo both engines ukuthi yona i-government iyathola yini inzuzo at the end of the day onjengo-tax kubezokuthi labo abantu ngapha bayathola yini i-food on the table. So nendlela ephathwe ngayo ngamapholisa mina hhayi ayingithandisanga kakhulu ukuthi bonke it takes two to tango. So lapha vele amapholisa adise ngendlela engayisizo nalabo abona laba bamakhombi labo badinse ngendlela engayisizo. But kuyukuthi balendlala i-government iyaphuza ukurelekta ezintweni ezinjengazona lezi ukuthi kanyele ukuthi abantu bonangoba baphila njani. Nganazelela uzukho yesu osikwazi ukhona but amabhasi zakhona malutshwane. Isandise yakhona ushuna vele ingaphathi kuhle abantu baswaye sosiba nalawo ama-combis akhona and ama-combis lawa vele ekuqaliseni ezevali ayevele ethelile evele elelungelo labo lokuthi bengene emgwaqweni baphinde ukukhunywa nje
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi amapolisa wona ayagcona kakhulu abachayeli bamakhombi laba laba bathi batshintsha imali ngokungekho emthethweni yibo bekade bebaqophile njalo abanye bebesithi bakhala ngokuthi kuvele kulezigebengu ezihlophileyo ezibamba abantu inkunzi khonapho edolobheni lakobulawayo. Lingathi ngabe amapholisa agijimisa kakhulu labo yini ngoba lalaba bathi bayiphula umthetho phela bangasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni.
Ngikuthi uhlupho problem ukuthi kunjani i-government yethu iyakhuluma kakhulu but inga-acti. Singakhangela osiphatheleni for example bake bagijimiswa ngalesinye isikhathi but kathesi ipolisi futhi yezimali leyo ebuyileyo ukuthi abantu abasavunyelwe ukuthi bethenge nge-US dollar kumbene nge-rand ezidulo. I-rate yakhona isiphansi silokho i-rate leyana egazetethi whereas ngapha osiphatheleni sebesiba baningi ufanele ukuthi uyathi ungena ko-okay uthelile randi lapha ngibona uthelile ukuze i-US dollar bese nokugama. So i-government iyabulala enye isektha ipromote enye isektha okwakhathesi isipromotile osiphatheleni and osiphatheleni bangona abaningi to tell the truth ungalandelela impilo yabo i-history yabo uzathola ukuthi ngomama vele baphekela bona amapolisa ngomama sibele obaba ngomama sebezimuli nabamapolisa. So ngifanele ukuthi vele ukusebenza kwethu eZimbabwe laphana sokusiya ngokuthi vele kathesi kudeshwa ipichuni bengakhona kona amapolisa asebetagethi nje awusayi that angazi mani izabo sebetagethile imali yabo abayifunayo sebetshintsha sebethengela kwenye iposition okwakhathesi beganawo lokuze sebekhuthaza osiphathelele bona laba ukuthi bebe-on the ground sibezosikhuluma ngakhona lokho okwamajoro benza khuluma ukuthi izupho kayenelisi siyazi ukuthi singananzele izupho isedirisi siyagadala izupho lana sigcwale sifakwe phakathi bese sikwashe njengama-potatoes akusanitizwa akuyenzwani namabhasi ankhona mnazale ngabona evumugeshi njengokuba khela kwathi ngokubiyota i-informasi ingahlalahlala kumele ifumugeshi izindawo zabo but izupho angaze ngiyibona ukuthi amabhasi nankanaspreyiwe kumbeni sithi singena sathole vele elomuko omutsha ukuthi kuspreyiwe for i-covid nowhatever. So angazi ukuthi vele i-government isebenza njani lazi nokuthi nxa i-targeta vele ukuthi i-targeti ukuthi iyabifunani kahle kahle.
Kodwa bona abathengisayo kathesi amalunga yena asebenza kuhle awaphonge ukubotha amahlayana nje bayazithandela
abathengisayo kwalezi nsuku kungathi kunganeno ngoba siloko sikhulumisana ngesithi kamuli angithi ukuthi kuyi-100% baloko begijimiswa kodwa abagijimiswa yibona laba abanjani abangakabi ngamalungelo abangenama-license abangenalezindawo zokuthengisela. So soko sikhulumisana nohulumende wethu kuze sikhulumisane lama-supervisors obulawayo sikhulumisana nokansini ukuthi ngayiyadinga phela izindawo njengoba ngikhuluma kunje namhlanje besine-two laba besithi ikhansili nathi thina ama-stakeholders sibona izindawo sokuhamba sibatshenisa ukuthi khayena nini izindawo lezi ezinjeni hayi members club izindawo ezingempumba nesesile sibatshenisa ukuthi khayena nithi abantu bahlezi njani bathengisa njani. So i-city council layo layizama ukuthi i-speed up idinga izindawo ibangenise ezindaweni okwakhathi ezingeko lokhu kukhona i-trade and mouse yokuzelela leyo ukuthi kuyagijinyiswana amapholisa e-city council okwakhathi ezingawagijinyiswa ukuthi bayagijinyisa bagijimisa nqalo bonodivelela uwedizi but ukukhona okukhona emphakathini ukudizwa kuphela two isagoven kwasekusuke laphana ukubona amapholisa uzulu amavendo ozosithi lapha sekekuyile kunomgodla ohamba sebebephiwa izimali bedonethini imali bebayemgodleni bephiwa ngasese. So ubugwelegwele bukhona futhi esithi kansethu ubugwelegwele bukhona nemapholiseni ukuthi nxa lingasaphiwa ngokokuthi babhale lapha lani isivalamlomo kukhanya vele hhayi ikhonapho kukhanyazwa ngokujinyiswayo vele lokho kwamakhombi zishiwa besicela ukuthi ngazi ukuthi i-government iyabona ngelihle libanzi Number we have been affected even with Atama residences, Atama residences. So, we have also in the back position of the but we China, we China, we go eight, we go nine, we have also got peace.
Maybe, sir, if you can just ask her to say, tell us the same thing in Shona, because I'm not sure if she can hear me. Thank you so much. Apotanga tukunzwa kubva kuna mai bedram tasa. Vasaura ivo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita nyaya yevanoita kutyaira makombi kubulawayo sa.
Ye ekubhota bhoteni kwenu lapha edolobheni lako bulawayo. Kuyini enikubonileyo ke lamhlanje kusithi like labhota bhota necouncil. Kuyini okunye lixoxe ngayo.
Okay, mina bengekho on the ground. But I don't know. They are trying from one place to working sites. Then Mama put is the choice. I would tell her no was a Panapana, who has the impatience than the Jira, who has the name of Joint Child, who has the name of Zuna, the Zuna, the Kanyeli, who is nobody, that is the squash she was written. So in fact, they were opening up to the Hammer of Okan, Napona, who would be a my person ever identified. Mother does identify as an isn't as one of which is injured, the empty, so that the council is in the language is the council by a chill up for a prison. Only the overcooked way we live in town. Is it the council by Iva Bonisa? Iva Jenisa, a man makes sure in the energy, we are possible in the energy and possible. We care about the things that are going to consider the ultimate. Now, who is doing this? If you are okay.
Yes, in Akunumang is Singhis. Last time you said the some of the vendors are now using online and other, you know, channels instead of going to the streets because of COVID-19. How is the situation now?
So far, our members for PVTA, they are working in relationship with the online dealers. They are saying it's fine and it's good, although they are having other challenges of maybe data and whatever. And we have got a consultant which we have every time since the mail, which deals with the water or even selling the goods. Those who cook it and they are in it, they are saying it's working for now. But although they have got those minor challenges of maybe data and maybe if you get someone as a business question, maybe you are selling maybe potatoes, for example, and someone maybe in cheese or maybe in Harare or even in Cholosho says she or he wants those potatoes. So to get the products to go there, that's a big challenge. But so far, they are having Amazon market, which they are dealing, especially with this app of this is the name, which we introduced. And some they are using, of course, the WhatsApp groups, which is maybe internal. What I mean with internal, I say maybe if you are in the same house, like maybe I say in Watch 29, and someone in Watch 29 is selling a product, we can yes, it, see each other, sell to each other, so that our
traders
are doing their businesses.
Okay, and what about the currency, the money? How is it working? We know that there's a new instrument now that is criminalizing, you know, quoting the goods in U.S. dollars. Is it workable now for the vendors to go and buy their products in bulk and sell them and obtain profits?
For now, it's not workable because the rate which the government is using is not the rate which the vendors are using to sell. You find that most of the products now, they've gone up. We were selling, for example, cooking oil, maybe $3.50. So now we are forced to get that small profit. We are forced to sell maybe $4.20 or $4.25. So the rate which is still used as a government currency and the rate which we are, you know, negotiating with the customer down, it makes the vendors have some loss instead of profits.
Okay, over to you, Marvelous.
I work for Chicken's Way, Kubakna, Amai Debram, Tasa, Sora, Evo, Matambo, Sangana, never noting if I'm on the Guapa Panyaya, yet no one I hear it. But also, I will put me Tango, as you know. Yaksi Pire in Exvan, Vanguard of Tiva, Concepting Devices, one up to Vanga Shandy, the Marit, up in the Tisnon of the Mende, Yakatio Vanu, one of them gave up Shandisa. Ama bank rate. Asi siri panyaya kuputirwa kwezvivakwa. Takwanisa kubata muzvare Linda Masarira vebato reLead vari kutaura ivo maonero avo ezvavari kuti zvatinoona zviri kuitika. Apo tinoona kuti pane dzimba dziri kuwanikwa dzichipwanywa muzvare reHarare kune zvitsuru zvaregaitiri kuti vari kuti chimiro.
Panguva iyoyo yatiri hatione chiri chimiro kana chiri kuitika zvakanaka kuti chagara mukati wegurisa rehesheni kuto shaiko pekugara chaipo zvakare aya ari kunzi mailegal section tikatarisa kuti mabasa chaiwo haasi kuwanika ndokwakutonorambira kuti takawanda tivagone kunowanawo vari dzemasofizi nezvakadaro ndinoona sekunge zvakabva zvakosha kumadzidziso kuti avo vari kuti vari kuita mailegal section kana kuti havasi kuoparidza zviri pamutemo kuti zvii zvavanofanirwa kugadzirisa kuti vagone kunoramba vachienderera mberi nemabhizinisi avo ivaya dzimwe nedzenguva hurumende haifanirwa kungoramba yakateedzera mitemo yakaiiswa nguva yatanga takapambwa pfuma navarungu patanga tiri mucolonization mitemo inofanirwa kusandurwa kuti igonewo chengetedzo zvavo zvezimbabwe kuti vagone kunozvigadzirirawo pfuma yavo takaramba kuriwa kana yakatora kwanjo kusakurarungu hazvikupa chimiro zvakanaka zvakare uye hazvikurakidza kuti Zimbabwe iri kuzvitoka kuzere sekuhwiwa kwakaitwa hondo yerusununguko dai vakanga vakagara pasi vaedza kugadzirisa mitengo iyi iri oppressive depressive and suppressive
apo aiwa tanga tikukunzwa kubva kuna muzvare liga masarira nesangano relide vanga vari kutaura ivo mazwi avo pamusoro pekusiswa kwezvivako kwatiri kuona zvichiitwa kunyanya mataksop kunzvimbo dzakadai sekuchitungwiza nemuharare saka vanga vari kuti dai hurumende yakwanisa kunge ichiwanikwa ichidzokera kuti inonyatsotarisa kuti mitemo yacho iyi iri kutaurwa ndeipi uyezve ingagadzirisa sei nekuti panguva iyo yecovid-19 nezvimwewo zvakanyanyooma kunyanya zvakaomera madzimai panyaya yekuti vawanike ivo vachiputurwa kwavanotengesera pange vepari pamatakshop kana pane zvimwewo tikanzwa zvakare muzvare diana kuzeya vekuchitungidza residence trust vachitaura ivo kuti ichokwadi kunzvimbo iyoyi kwakatowanikwa kuchiputwa zvivakwa zvematakshop vanotengesera nyanya madzimai nevamwewo uyezve vanhu ava vari kutotarisana nenzara panguva tinoyi uyezve kutitarisa kuti kunguva yecovid-19 zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka tichange tiri kudzokazve tichizonzwa kuti ivo vekumatare vazoti chii nekuti taona muzvara nhasi masangano iwaya vakadai sekanzuru reharare nechitungwiza vachiendeswa kumatare ezimhosva kuti vawanikwe vachimisa chiitiko ichi chekuramba vachiputsa zvivakwa nyanya matakishopo munzvimbo yemuharare nemuchitungwidza aiwa so this is what's been happening we heard there Linda Masarira castigating the government saying that the government should go back to the dressing board to see what laws it is that some of these tuckshop owners were getting their tuckshop raised to the ground especially in Harare and Chitungwiza and to see how to reform these so that's what we were hearing there from Linda Masarira of LEAD. Your word there, Sai, and we've actually got a minute left, so let's just round up and come to the end of this program.
Yebo ke siyabonga mabela sapho ke besisizwa ke unkosikazi Linda Masarira live ekhuluma efaka wakhamazwi ke ngokubhidliswa kwezakhiwo zeHarare neChitungwiza ukuthi abantu basola bathikathi yiphi imithetho ephulwayo lapho ke sizinkansil yona bona kuthiwa kwephulwa ama-bylaws kule udaba lwangikhona nje alucacanga ngoba kuningi okukhulunywa ngakho kodwa ke hhayi siyathanda ukubonga abahlonitshwa bethu abasixhasileyo kulolu hlelo besilo nkosikazi Barbara Chanyanyiwa isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance kwabesifazana njalo sibe lo nkosikazi Debra Mukasa yena ke oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association besixhasala ke lapha kuhlelo besichasisela okuningi okuthiyineyo siyathemba ukuthi lizasijoyina njalo kuhlelo lethu ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifanayo ngolwesine mina ke endivalelisayo yimi kusithembekile mhlanga ngikhonapha ke eWashington DC.
Thank you so much to our guests as what Star was just saying, to also add Linda Masarira who came in last minute who also weighed in on the situation of the demolitions in Harare and Chitungwiza. And we'd also like to thank those that are live streaming with us, although you must know that this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time you watch what you're watching, some of the figures we gave you regarding COVID-19 cases may have changed. I'm marvelous in Tanganyahuye in Washington.